Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 5th of February, 2014. Got a call earlier today from a friend of mine, John, that the last time I saw him up in Dallas is when Ron Paul was giving a speech up there. And he's a videographer and a reporter, and, well, he does a lot of stuff and spreads it around. Well, he was telling me about trying to cover at the Dallas City Council the Activists for Truth people that were there hammering the city council on the wonderful stuff that they put in our drinking water, namely fluoride. And he was told by an individual there, an official, are you with the media? And he said, well, yeah. Well, if you're not with the approved media, in other words, if you're not part of the six corporations that own and run the news, and they will tell you what they want you to know and how you know it, what you know and how you know, they will frame it for you. There's no debate on this. It is an immutable fact. That's why we're here, because they're not doing their job. He put me in contact with Regina Imbergia. I think I got that correct. Is that right, Regina?
That is perfect. You did a wonderful job.
Okay. Now, Activists for Truth, you were, I want to invite people to go to the website, activistsfortruth, just like it sounds, .com. And you guys have been doing a lot of things. You've had a lot of people come into your group. You've done a lot of things to bring awareness. And what do you think, your fluoride deal, I want you to go into that a little bit. This is an example of what people can do. If you're not doing anything in your neck of the woods, pick a topic and go after your city council, for God's sakes. It's a good exercise in activism, and it keeps your blood flowing, and it keeps you involved. There's something else, Regina, that you told me prior to the broadcast today, that you've been having a lot of success with this fluoride issue. even if you've got lefties out there or righties, neocons or Obamacons, I don't know what you call them, but it has nothing to do with political affiliation, and you're drawing strength from everybody on this fluoride issue, correct?
Yes, sir. That is exactly why we picked it. There were twofold reason why we attacked this. And, you know, we started our group in May of 2012. And as we got closer to November, we started formulating what we were doing and why we were doing it. And, of course, we've all heard that, you know, you can affect things better at your local level. But of our group that meets, and we have between 15 and 30, 35 people every week that come, and it's a larger group, but those are the ones that show up semi-regularly. We realized very few of us have ever even seen the inside of a city council chambers, including myself. So we wanted to get our feet wet, no pun intended, but we did pick fluoride because it transcends every, you know, religious concept, or it's a health issue, and it is just so blatantly bad. There is nothing good about fluoride in the water, and tons of things that are bad, that you can appeal to people in so many areas. You know, people with children, and they worry about the kids getting the fluoride with the dosing. And it's not political, you know. It's not whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. So it worked. It really worked in pulling people together. The environmental people are against it. They may want to attack it differently, thinking that we should have more regulation and getting the government involved. But again, on this particular EPA-ish type issue, if all they need to do is stop it, they just need to stop putting it in the water. So it's really quite simple.
Well, this has been going on. You made mention to me that they did this back in the 60s, and it's been 50 years. Those that probably voted on its approval are probably pretty much dead and, you know, gone from the...
Or moved away.
Yeah, or moved away. And what kind of response, how many times have you been in front of that council, and what kind of response are you getting from them?
Well, the first time we went, 9 of us went, but there is a lot of different criteria. I do not know if it's the same in all cities. I'm sure they must have guidelines in every city. In Dallas, you can't have more than 5 people speaking on a subject. So even though 9 of us went, 5 of us were slated to speak. We didn't understand that you wait until all the agenda items are over, so they tell you you should be there at 1, and we didn't start speaking until after 4:30. So we lost one or two of our people that had to go pick kids up from school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that time we spoke. 3 of us, I think, actually got in front of the camera, in front of the mayor. And basically what they said was their contract with buying the fluoride would be up in the fourth quarter of this year, 2014. We went on December 11th, so they said in the fourth quarter of 2014 is when the contract would be coming up. But that doesn't make a difference to us, you know. Your contract's not up. We vote this out. You just stop it when it's decided to stop it, you know. So we talked a little more, and we found out more details about timing, because if you go in the morning, you don't have to wait all day long. You know you're going to speak between 9 and 9:30. We did a few more things professionally this time, I guess you'd say. We timed our speeches to make sure that it was only 3 minutes and not longer. And I think it was effective. They listened. Actually, one of the things I said while I was talking, I said, please give us your attention, you know. And I had heard a trick from someone else, even though you have 3 minutes, stopping and even making the statement, this is important what I have to say, please listen. Because one of the things we all were surprised about is they don't pay attention a lot. They're talking, they're eating, they're passing notes, you know. And I didn't want it to seem as ineffective as it was the first time. So this time they did pay more attention. So, and we were back for the second time, and I stated that in the beginning sentence was, we're back again, and this is our mission, and we are going to prevail with this. So
now,
I think it got their attention.
Now, you've been up in front of them twice. A third time coming up?
Yes, sir. Today we had 5 people scheduled to speak, yet one is speaking this afternoon by himself, I'm not sure how that's going, but I hope well. And the other 2 got bumped to next Wednesday. So we'll be back there next Wednesday to support those 2 in the morning. And then I plan on going in the afternoon. You can go several times in a month. If you have the morning slot, you can only come back. You can only be there once. See how there's a lot of protocol to all this? You can only go once in the morning in a 30-day period. So, but we're going to keep on it. We're going to, now that we've made it very obvious, we've got YouTubes and we're going to be, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got quiet for a minute. And, you know, and they do film this. And so we're going to just keep blasting our 3 minutes out there. And then when we're going to approach them individually also, go and make appointments with them.
All right. Hang on a second. I've got to take this break. We're talking with Regina Imbrugia. I think I got that right a second time. The website, activistfortruth.com. You may want to try to pattern yourself if you don't know how to do this. You may want to ask for a little bit of advice and get active. It's good for the circulation, good for the soul, makes you sleep better at night as well.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Activists for Truth, their mission, it's one sentence. How easy does that get? An umbrella organization to unite liberty lovers to push back. You know, on yesterday's program, Regina, I had a caller that called in. He's a farmer in Missouri, and I was talking about for almost damn near 2 hours, GMO foods.
Right.
And he called in, and he said that, you know, he says, we got a co-op down here, and he says, every once in a while I'll stop in there. He said, you can't even buy non-GMO seed. It doesn't matter. They just don't sell it. And he lodged a complaint that, they think I'm a wing nut. They don't want to hear what I have to say. And I said, well, why don't you switch up your approach? If you were to ask these guys, these farmers, these dealers of the GMO death, you know, if somebody did something that harmed one of your children, would you want to know about it? If it harmed one of your children, say they got cancerous tumors and it ended up killing them, wouldn't you want to know about it so you could possibly stop it?
Mm.
And it was the same. I had the same thing in mind talking to you today that I was relaying to this individual yesterday. When you went out on the fluoride issue, you didn't go out as a right-wing extremist group or Obama left-wingers. You went out non-politically, non-party affiliated to tackle a problem. Now, this, and I'll give folks a classic example on this one. What is a uniter? Well, it's it depends on your subject matter. I can remember a guy by the name of Ron Paul from Texas that was pulling people from the Obama camp, the Hillary Clinton camp, didn't matter the political stripe. What resonated with these people was freedom and liberty, because they felt that it was being threatened, and that was a uniter. That was pulling people from other different walks of life, parties, you name it, and yeah, we can unite around freedom and liberty. What a great thing to fight for.
Amen. That's
so,
right.
Yeah, so it depends on how you approach this. If you try to approach political groups and you identify yourself as being whatever, chances are you're going to the off button is going to be pushed. The preconceived notion of who and what you are and what you stand for and all of that, you'll never get past first base, because they've already, in their mind, they've already shut you off.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And actually, I was the Dallas-Fort Worth leader for Ron Paul. So, yep, we had a very big group of people, a lot of influence going to the convention. I actually went to Tampa, and I fought all the way for Ron Paul. So
yeah.
It was great. Yeah. It was frustrating because of the system.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. I got a caller here from Montana. Nancy, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. My question is, you know, I've listened to Hannity, I've listened to Alex Jones, I've listened to you. I've been doing this for 15 years. My question is, why every year you guys say things are going to end, the world's going to end, food's going to end. We're going to war and everything else. And I think people are under wolf shock, because every year you say this is going to happen, guns, food, war.
Okay,
The fact is, through all this whole routine, nothing has changed. I am recycling my food after 10 years. You know, I am doing the same. My question to you is, for all your war-mongering kind of concept and food-mongering, and the government's going to shoot us all, the government's going to take over, I've heard this for 15 years.
Okay.
Why should I believe you?
Why,
now?
Nancy? Let me answer your question by asking you a question. Why are you listening?
I am trying to figure out what is happening now, because I have listened to you guys for 12 years and nothing has happened of which you predict.
Okay, first of all, Nancy, hold on here a second. Please allow me to speak. You're repeating yourself now. I am not a big prognosticator, okay? I don't do an Alex Jones. I don't make predictions, because generally when you make a prediction, if it does come true, you're off on your timeline, and people point at you and go, see, well, you said this was going to happen by such and such a date. what we do on this network, Nancy, and I don't know how long you've been listening to this program in particular, but what we do is we give you a day-to-day accounting on how the Republic is slipping away, how mm-hmm. it's being dismantled, what sure. people are doing to end our way of life in this country under the Republic and under the constitutions, both federal right. and state. And we have given, I think, a good assessment on how exactly, not kind of, sort of, but how exactly power was wrested from the people and claimed by the federales or the Fed. Now, Nancy, I don't... Oh, she hung up. Well, of course she did.
Oh, I wanted to say something to her.
Well, of course
she
did.
Am I allowed to talk to?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, what I said to her is, look, I grew up in the John Birch Society, and we many times stored things away thinking it was going to happen in 84 or, you know, or the people that thought it the 2000 millennial change. Well, what if it did happen, you know? So what? You save the food. What have we always said? There could be a natural disaster. You can just use that food up. I mean, it's not like it's going to waste, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
and how silly yeah. of her to think that it hasn't changed. They're arresting people for milk now, you know, raw milk. How many places, look in Texas, it used to be open carry. I mean, now people are scared of long guns. I mean, we're fighting, we have to help people to realize the Second Amendment is important and why it is. I mean, maybe what? She's not noticing that we are on that slippery slope, and it is, you know, something to fear and be ready for.
Well,
but,
and I classify this, and I doubt very much if that's her real name or if she's even from Montana. But
okay.
if she's been listening, that's why I asked the question. Well, how long have you been? Why are you still listening? If
mm-hmm.
you've listened to all these other people, and after 15 years you're trying to figure out what's going on, and I'm in case she is legitimate and just a doubting Thomas, I'll try to be kind. If you haven't figured out what's going on in 15 years, lady, turn off the radio, because
right.
you're never going to find out. And if
Yeah, I agree. And what she doesn't realize is I have a lot of contact with this couple that has lived in Libya, and all the things that are happening over there, it's getting closer and closer to happen over here. I mean, they have drone attacks over there, and trust me, they've said that they can use drones in America. When we get automated and have these robots and everything, it could happen. I heard that John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was saying that it's going to be in 2020. They can 2020. They can do a complete lockdown in 48 hours because it's so automated. It's not human run. It'll be, you know, drone run and everything like that. And it's you know, not to be a fear monger, because the deal of it is when you're in fear, you're paralyzed. I mean, you should be informed and motivated and you know, enlightened. And in that, you can have security, knowing that you are prepared should something happen. Not necessarily paralyzed and getting upset with people because it didn't happen. Be
right.
happy it didn't happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, what a chicken little was right. Lady in Montana, you might already be dead. So thank your lucky stars that something horrendous has not happened. Hang on a second. I got to take the bottom of the hour break. Oh, I see Chicago chiming in here. We'll take the call right after this.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublic.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale, with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon, John and Regina. Thank you for taking my call. And, hey, I wanted to correct you, and I don't get that often of a chance to correct you in something you said.
Okay.
You said ending our way of life. Well, I don't know. You and I added up a little bit different. Poison in our food, poison in our water, poison in our air, and poison in our government. I don't know. I think that's ending our life. How do you feel?
Regina, you want to take a crack at that one? Regina? Do I still have her? She's gone? Oh, there she is. Okay. Hold on, Jerry. We're plugging her back in.
Okay.
Regina?
I'm back. Something happened.
Okay, did you
modern technology. Modern technology is wonderful, but it fails here and there.
Well, are you doing this by way of cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Well, a little side note, something I learned the other day, for areas that are under cell, bandwidth via the cell towers, you'll connect. You'll look at your phone. You might see 4 or 5 bars on it. You might talk for 5, 10, 15 minutes. All of a sudden, your call drops. That's because you're no longer priority for bandwidth. You're an existing conversation, and in order to accommodate new connections through these cell towers, they'll give priority over you, and sometimes you get cut off.
Interesting, because I purposely came into a parking lot that I know I get good reception. I'm plugged into the charger, mm-hmm. and I wanted this to be the best possible experience. Doing nothing, not driving, the call drops. So, okay, learn something new every day.
The best laid plans of activists.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Okay, Jerry, repeat your question.
Well, I was saying that John made a comment maybe in the last 15, 20 minutes, something about ending our way of life here in America. And I simply said that, you know, between the chemtrails that we're breathing and mm-hmm. the fracking of our aquifers that we're drinking and the genetically modified that they're not labeling and the bovine injections that they're giving the cows, I mean, and the 2 billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point, I want to say that they're going to end our way of life. or end our life.
Well, they do need to limit the population. I think that's been stated here and there as their plan is to eliminate some of the population. So they've got a plan to do that. It looks like they're moving forward. Yeah, we address all those issues at Activists for Truth. We had a speaker come and talk about chemtrails. I guess there's even a new movie coming out where they had what is it, who is it, or why is it now, who is it, should be coming out soon. But, well,
good. I can't wait to see that. It just seems a little bit strange to me because when I talk to people about this stuff, they say, well, the world is overpopulated. I tell them, go out and sign a petition then. Tell them you want to be the first one to go.
Yeah, I know. Bill Gates, right? He thinks it's a great idea. Yeah. He should sacrifice his children, I guess. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I wish Bill and Melinda would take their own vaccination for a change. Hey, thanks again for taking my call. God bless both of you and what you're doing.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Jerry. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have you told me about an activist that showed up at one of your meetings, Kirk Lanius.
That's right.
He spoke to the Activists for Truth about his recent COSPA meeting with Sheriff Richard Mack. What can you tell me about that?
Well, Kurt Lanius came to us because, like I was saying before, we had a pretty big active Ron Paul group. So he was running against a very liberal, non-constitutional sheriff in Dallas County. And he came to us and he was sweating because he wanted our support. He had looked into Oath Keepers. He was carrying Oath Keeper cards and he had the basic idea of the thing. But he really wasn't, you know, someone who had really looked into it and was committed. So we schooled him a little about the process here. And since then, it's been a couple years now, right? He's really a very strong activist, and he understands the importance of having a very good sheriff in your area. The sheriff is the highest, I say things wrong. By the way, a disclaimer here, I'm just a person. You know, I say things wrong. I use the wrong words. I don't remember dates and times perfectly. And that's why I have all my friends around to help me, correct me when I'm wrong. But basically speaking, the sheriff can not follow through with an unlawful federal order, or unconstitutional. Oh, well, actually, anybody that takes their oath of office is not supposed to follow through with an unconstitutional order because it's against their oath of office. Mm-hmm. Well, the sheriff can literally take that to the point of if something comes down and somebody's house is going to be foreclosed or this or that, they can stop those actions because they're a very high office I'm stumbling now because once I screw up, I get embarrassed.
No, the deal of it is,
Sheriff Mack, Richard Mack from Arizona, had fought the government to the Supreme Court level, and he won. So since then, he has been a very big proponent for police officers and sheriffs and anybody that's taken their oath to understand how important it is and how it can help turn things around. It's a line in the sand. It's a defense that we have, but we have to elect good sheriffs. And so he was running for office. So we get to meet him, and we know him now. Well, just a week ago, I think it was 10 days ago, in Las Vegas, they had their yearly conference. And they get good people there to explain about, you know, the Constitution and what the issues that are going on. And, for example, that Sheriff Finch in Florida, who stood up properly and defended that person that had a gun in their car and
right.
all that went down, even though the governor of Florida was on his back and he got suspended and everything, he did the right thing. Well, I believe he was at the convention, and I mean, a lot of good people that are standing up, but we need more.
Right.
So he came and gave us information about what had happened at the conference and how it's moving forward.
Good, good. Yeah. And it's, I'll tell you, more people have to get involved.
Yes.
And it's a very good exercise. It gets the blood moving. It gets the mind moving. People are sitting around lamenting about what they see around them. Pick a target. I've once heard it said, "Don't worry, we've got them now. They're on all sides. You know, they can't get away."
That's funny. That's funny. I hadn't heard. I can visualize it, and it might be true.
You know, we're not surrounded. The enemies came to us. Pick your target and
make it a positive thing.
There you go.
I told you before I got on the air, I am an optimist and I am a Pollyanna, which is kind of surprising with all that I've grown up with and all that I've known for a very long time. But that's because we can push back. I mean, the CONCON in, I think, 82 or something like that, mm-hmm. It was right at the point of having the 33 states and it was John Birch that went into Georgia, and they got it turned around and exposed with the Eagle Forum. Eagle Forum always used John Birch Society stuff, but
never really gave credit for it.
No, they didn't. They kind of were the pretty women all dressed up,
yeah.
You know, and everything. But they got the information and they moved it forward, and I always respected them for that. But I always wished they would do a little more in being obvious, but. That's okay. At least the job got done.
You'll be happy to know that Phyllis Schlafly didn't back Ron Paul. She was actually backing John McCain.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I was really? That. Phyllis, come on, man. And she
I
says,
know.
No, we've got to put somebody up there that's recognizable, that has a chance to win.
Oh, brother. Yeah, well, he's recognizable. He's a traitor, and he's been around a long time.
Yes, he has been.
You can find him in pictures with the enemy all over the place.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, one thing, before I let you go here.
Sure.
Okay. Can people call you to talk with you to get a feel on how to set these things up?
Yes. I have never been really afraid of exposing, you know, how to reach me, because as we know now, I mean, the NSA, everybody has all our information. But, you know, my name is Regina Imburgia, Imburgia, and my email just has a dot between the first name and the last name, and I'm at gmail.com. And I also have a phone number. It's a Dallas phone number, 214-597-5038. And yes, we take on all kinds, like Pete Sessions is my congressman. Pete Sessions is the chairman of the Rules Committee, and that's a very high office in the Republican Party, because they can block bills coming to the floor for passage, discussion, whatever, whatever. Well, Representative Frank Wolf from Virginia, had put forward a Resolution 36, House Resolution 36, to have an independent investigation of Benghazi. Well, that's been sitting on the desk now for 11 months. And, I mean, it's been over a year since September 2011 mm-hmm. that Benghazi fiasco happened, and there was never a complete investigation.
Right.
Well, he's my congressman. I'm in his district, and he knows me well. And so we take him on big time, and we're trying, you know, to expose him for what he is. Because he's moving up the chain. I mean, I wouldn't doubt when Boehner's out, he's moving in, because he's been paying his dues up the line.
Yeah.
And we have to keep fighting back. So we fight back on political issues, too. But health issues, the GMO in Dallas, we had 1,500 people, and we get together those marches.
Hang on one second. I've got a break. Hang on.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right,
Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
We are back. Let me snag one more call here. Indiana, Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
That's great. I hope this young lady's doing fine also.
Thank you.
Well, I called because you mentioned the John Birch Society in 1984 and back in here. And I just wondered if you were referring to Archie Bald Roberts with the Committee to Restore the Constitution.
I don't remember that name or think of that name, but if anybody's trying to restore the Constitution, it sounds good.
Well, this was, he's been around since the 70s.
I'm horrible with names. That's something people get to know about me, so I'm sorry. It doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. In May of 1980, in his bulletin, he says, "Say no to the New World Order."
Okay.
And he goes
into
regionalism and the breakdown of local government. But in 1984, March, he visits the New States Constitution, revisited, and he goes into it. And I actually had a copy of the New States Constitution sent to me by my senator. I believe it would be the gentleman, Senator By. Of course, not the youngster, but the old man.
I saw that as well, and if you remember how that read, at first glance, you thought you were looking at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, except for one main difference. Your rights were granted to you by the states and revocable by the states.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it says such things as, like, on gun control, you know, that you have the right to bear arms except where prohibited by law.
That's right.
it was basically a copy of the Constitution for the Soviet Union.
Well,
there you go.
And isn't it fascinating that the Rockefeller Foundation put up the money for that? And
yes,
they did. And that was released in our bicentennial year, 1976.
You're correct.
Yep.
That's when it was.
Yeah.
And I heard about it, and I wrote to my senator, and I'm positive it was Senator By at the time. As you know, it's been 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And he sent me a copy, and I had a letter that said exactly that, and I was heavily involved in the American Party. You hear the American Party?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I was state chairman for the state of Indiana in the Youth Federation. Don Lee was murdered in Indiana in 78 or 79. They killed him. And but, yes, I wrote him a letter, and we went to the city council in Crown Point, and I, like a dummy, didn't realize any better. And we talked to the mayor about it, and he said, well, let me take it and read it, and I'll give it back to you. Well, I gave it to him, and, of course, I never got it back.
Oh, live and learn.
Yeah.
Live and
yeah.
learn. Oh.
And he denied even ever receiving it from me. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Oh, that broke your heart. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even today, I'm not happy about it because I could have this as, you know, documentation.
Right, right.
Like, I keep all that stuff.
That's good, yeah.
So were you in the American Party and working with it?
Well, no, I, you know, I was born in 56, so we were active up in New York State. Not really active like that. I wasn't as politically involved. We were just more issue involved. It was get us out of the UN, get the UN out of the US, and more issues than candidates or parties.
Okay. Support your local sheriff.
Yes. Well, actually, support your local police and keep them independent. It was very educational. We met on small groups, and it was just, at that time, they denied that the CFR even exists, or there was no Trilateral Commission, and you know, it was just a lot of letter writing and trying to expose and inform, but very little really behind candidates or getting involved with parties, you know.
Well, here in Indiana and across the country, when I got involved right out of the military. I seen it in Vietnam, I seen it in the military.
Okay.
And when I got out in 72, I found out that, I got a hold of the John Birch Society book, Nunder Call Conspiracy, in the summer of 72.
Yeah, Stormer.
That helped a lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I told two of my friends, you got to read this. And actually, one of them had given it to me, got it in basic in boot camp down in Texas. And I said, we got to buy 100 of these copies. You know, $10 a piece. It's $30 for 100, and we'll split them and pass them out.
That's awesome. Well, what do you think about that lady that says, you know, all these doomsday things and things? I mean, if you've been involved all that time and you still are,
that was another reason actually I'd called, though that had passed my mind when you were talked about the new state's constitution. But, you know, we have stopped it. The reason hasn't happened already is because we are active. We are fighting
that's
it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Oh, yes. Had we been passive, it would have already taken place. There's no doubt in my mind. And I actually have people come up to me today, even sometimes, just going to say, you know, what you used to talk about back in the 70s and 80s, you know, it's happened. I've watched it. You were right.
That's right.
Yep. You're correct.
All right. Harley, I appreciate your call, sir.
Sorry, John.
All right. Take
good
care.
Talking to you, and don't know your name, lady, but
Regina.
I'm glad you've been involved all these years.
Regina. Thank you for all that you do, too. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Activistfortruth.com. And before I let you out of here, have you guys done anything? A couple of years ago, a story came out, the lake up there in Dallas. They're finding SSRIs in the fish up there in one of the lakes. Do you remember that one?
Yes, very little, though.
Yeah.
And it seemed like somebody was talking about it again just recently, so... no, I don't have anything to add on that, and
okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Regina, I appreciate your time. Tell John that he asked me for a press pass, so I'm going to make sure he gets a press pass for your next presentation in front of the Dallas City Council. And if they don't want to accept a press pass from Republic Broadcasting Network, Well, then you're going to know that the fix is in, and
that's right.
You're only vetted. You're only going to be vetted and passed through the doors if you're part of the machine that controls the information in this country.
That's right, and then we'll bring that story to you. But I really appreciate what you do. It's people like you that give us an alternative to the propaganda media, and I appreciate what you do. And I really think it's so nice you had me on, and you've mentioned everything that we're doing, so I appreciate it very much.
Well,
it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, and this is an incentive to other people. I mean, you're 57 years of age.
That's right.
And you sound like you're much, much younger. Your voice is full of enthusiasm. You're full of enthusiasm. You're out there educating. You're walking and talking, just not telling people what to do. You're out there, and you are active, and you're actively awakening people. And that's the whole point.
I refuse to let them make me live in fear, you know? And like paralyzed and not wanting to move forward. You know, I'm not going to be afraid. We're going to go out. We're going to do something. And like you say, you will sleep better because at least you've tried, you know?
Right. That's right.
At least we're trying, right? So thank you again for everything. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, Regina, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, you know, it might sound like a small thing, but what if everybody was doing this? Getting active in all the communities and all the cities across the country. What if? Well, not what if. Why not? She's doing it. Other people are doing it. Rather than sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it, you take the initiative. You start it. I mean, folks, you got plenty of time. Well, not that much time, but you have time. Let me not make Nancy in Montana any more paranoid. Gee, I would love to be around when the hammer does fall, just to see the expression on her face. You know, I can't imagine anything more going wrong in this country than what has already gone wrong. And I'll go on record with Harley here. Hey, the reason a lot of this stuff did not happen, you know, that con he spoke about, I knew about that. I had heard about it. And the John Birch Society marched itself down to Georgia, start stirring the pot. They were amazed and shocked that people even knew about it because they had kept it out of the news. Well, they tried it again back in the 1990s. It was going on in Florida. They were putting together another con. Those people were contacted, and they were just absolutely fascinated and miffed at the same time. Well, how the heck did you hear about this? There's been nothing in the media about it. That's because people were paying attention, and they stopped it. So, my dear Lady Nancy, I don't know what shoe you're waiting to drop. A bunch of them already have dropped. I hate being lumped in with other people when I'm told that you people keep saying... I don't know about the other people. I know what I say. And I know what we're about. I hope the government increases her paycheck. She deserves it. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Dave in Sacramento, hang on. I'll take your call into the next hour. A lot of news and information coming your way, folks. Stand by.
With financial